22-2 record for North Central Missouri College. Went on the road last night, and I said this numerous times in the ball game. If there's somebody else more talented that the Pirates are going to see this season in Indian Hills, maybe that comes in the national tournament if they get that far. But I'd put that Indian Hills team against anybody in D1 because they played number one on the poll for what a poll accounts for. And we like to think it counts for quite a bit since the Pirates have been up there for a while. But took one on the chin last night, 90-72. That's the bad news. The good news is, Coach Ezri, is your guys got tested. And for 30 of the 40 minutes, it was an even game. It was that 10 minutes to end the first half that really got you.
Yeah, we're happy with a lot of what we did. We definitely identified some stuff we need to improve on, but, you know, that's why we play those type of games and against that caliber of team. So, you know, overall, we're going to treat it as a positive experience and hopefully learn and gain from the game last night. And you're right, there was a lot that we did good, but there was about a 10-minute stretch where they really put a whipping to us and kind of show their dominance.
I've heard this said, and if you really study the D1 game, you can see this, that the Dukes and Kansas and North Carolinas and Kentuckys of the world, they have more talent than other people, certainly, because they get the recruiting classes. But what, you know, I've seen this from Coach K, and certainly Coach Self over at KU gets credit for this, too, that if you really, you know, kind of study what they do, they get down and defend people and make it really difficult. And Indian Hills, quite frankly, they did that to you guys for about a 9-minute stretch last night, late in the first half.
They certainly did. And you know, it was something to where we weren't, I probably should have had our guys better prepared for it. They had ran 70 possessions of zone all year, and they came out in the 2-3 zone and played it almost exclusively the first half against us. Up there, and so, you know, we missed some shots, but their length gave us some issues on the zone, and certainly, you know, we didn't attack it as well as we could have or should have, and I think it was just their athletes that gave us those issues that were out there. But they did a great job defensively against us, only holding us to 72. And especially in that first half, they held us to 29 points, which was impressive.
I like the fact, Coach, that it looked like, and, you know, this happens on the road. You play a good team on the road, and they're fired up, and, you know, they come out and make a statement, they hit you in the mouth, and get behind 8-0. I'm thinking, uh-oh, this might get ugly fast. And you know, the response that the guys had, you know, it was, you know, 15-15, 20-20, 30-30 until, you know, they had that run late in the first half. But the response that you guys had down 8-0, I thought was really good.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to see that, too, because you're right, it could go either way at that point, and when it's that early in the game, you definitely don't want it to go downhill that fast. And so for our guys to regroup and kind of, you know, take a counterpunch and go at them was really nice to see. And it showed that, you know, we have some competitors on our team, and once we got used to it a little bit, we were able to compete with them, like you said, until that last stretch in the first half where they really got us.
How much, you know, we know that there's D1 and you give proper credit to, you know, as I said, the most talented team, I think, undoubtedly, that you'll see this season. But your guys aren't used to losing, so there had to be some level of disappointment in the locker room after the game.
For sure, yeah. We, you know, we came in with the mindset that we were going to win. And, you know, I think we had to come in with that mindset. And, you know, so there was definitely disappointment. I think there was definitely a team disappointment. I think there's some individual disappointment, too, because our guys look forward to these games. They want to get tested. They want to get challenged. They want to kind of prove themselves. And, you know, for a while we did that, but we just couldn't do it for 40 minutes.
I thought, you know, I said, yeah, I don't know where he's going to go after next season, Coach, but I would assume you got him for the next year and a half. But, you know, Atavian Butler proved last night that I don't know if he's right there. We, you know, they got some guys going to KU and whatnot on that Indian Hills team, but Atavian going to have the opportunity to go somewhere pretty special after next year.
Yeah, we hope he's back, and that's the plan for him to be back next year. And Atavian's just—he's so strong and just really enforces his will and his dominance every time he's out there. And so he definitely proved that he can play at the next level. He can compete against anybody.
I said this last night, too. I was watching Marty try to make, you know, 90% of the guys that Marty Jackson goes against, he gets that first step and he gets to the hoop, and he's generally going to either score or get fouled. And that didn't happen last night. You know, he'd get fouled, he'd go to the line, but there were a number of times where he'd try one of his patented moves and it got shut down. So seeing how guys react when the stuff that works against most teams Doesn't work against Indian Hills. That's interesting for you as a coach to see how the guys react to that, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, Marty came into the game with all eyes on him. He had a heck of a game against them last year. And I know nobody on that team forgot that. And so, you know, he was definitely the focal point of Indian Hills. And, you know, I thought he handled it well for the most part. But, you know, you're right. Their speed, their length, their athleticism gave Marty some issues on to what he was normally used to doing out there. So it's good for him. He's got to grow. He's got to learn some more counter moves to what he's doing so he can continue doing what Marty Jackson does.
In what specific ways, Coach? Because you put this game in mid-February because win or lose, you want to get tested against a really good team that's capable of winning a D1 title, and I think we both agree that Indian Hills is that. Now, so after the fact, where do you hope that experience gets your team better and maybe more prepared for a run to a potential national championship appearance?
I think it's just competing and playing against those athletes and those caliber of players. I think you know, those guys are there for a reason. Those guys are going to the Division I schools that they're going to for a reason. And so we got to get used to competing against that, whether it be scoring over length and height, whether it be defending quickness. We just got to get all around better, whether it be just being tenacious on the rebounds. You know, so I think it's great for our guys to see that and to see where they need to be in order to fulfill their dreams and their expectations that they have for themselves.
Do you like the fact that you get to come right off that game last night, Coach, and get right back at it tonight at the Ketchum Center against Central Methodist?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't planned like this. We were supposed to have the week off and all that and then prepare for next week, but the snow kind of had other issues and other plans, and so hopefully it's a good thing for us. You know, you never want to have a loss, and when you do, you want to get back out and have an opportunity to get on the winning track again. And, you know, we talked about after the game that we just finished up an 18-game winning streak, and, you know, there's a lot to be said about that, and it was great, but, you know, that's over now, and if we want to go where we want to go and make a national tournament run, if we can make another 18-game win streak, I think we would be pretty good.
If there's 18 games more left in the season, Coach, I'd like to know where you find 18.
I want to go looking for that 18.
Yeah, that's going into next year.
Keep winning until we go get it. Yep.
I've been checking obviously with the Pirates at the top of the poll, so I check every Monday and look. And your record has been impressive, and it's great to see the Pirates sitting at number one. And you know, who knows what the loss last night does to that next week. But that Milwaukee area Tech team, Coach, you probably know a lot more about them than I, and probably because I don't know a thing about them other than they're 25-1. They're number two, and they've been making some push on you as far as they having three first-place votes this week. What do you know about Milwaukee Area Tech, anything?
They're probably the most similar team to Indian Hills than I've seen this year. They probably pressure a little bit more than Hills, but Hills has a little more length and athleticism to them, but they're real similar in the fact that they have a lot of pieces and a lot of depth to where they can really get after you for a long amount of time. So they're really tough, and I've only seen a couple games just on the internet with them and stuff, and I know they just beat a Division I ranked team. So I think they're well-deserving of the number one rank if they get it. They're a team that I would love to see if we can make the national tournament, because I think that would be a really, really good game. And so we'll see how everything works out from there, but just really proud of our guys still and how they've handled themselves throughout this whole process and kind of, you know, maintained a workmanlike approach to everything. And so we definitely want to get back to that number one ranking, and I guess we're still number one until Monday till somebody tells us different. But our eyes are that we got some work to do and we got to get better at it.
We know. I'm going to save this for the interview next week because you got two games in 3 days starting next Thursday, and they're key region games where you're going to try to sew up a number one seed for that postseason tournament. You got Metropolitan here a week from tonight, then you go to St. Louis on Saturday the 22nd. Yeah, it's a similar trip to the one that you had to Indian Hills, Coach, but just I kind of feel like that trip to Iowa Western on Tuesday if you compare scores, Indian Hills got Iowa Western by 19, which is a similar score to what they got you guys by. And I think that would be a real good way to go into that Metropolitan game if you go to Council Bluffs, get a W on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, another D1 school is going to test us, and that's why we got them on the schedule, and that'll be very, very tough. And we got to get through tonight, and I know Central Methodist, they've gave us fits in the past, and they've had some high scores, and they shoot a lot of threes, which we got to defend. And then, yeah, like you said, next week, if we can get to Iowa Western and be able to compete against them and build some momentum going into the rest of the week and then our region tournament, that would be ideal for us.
That would certainly. Central Methodist tonight, 7 o'clock tip from the Ketchum Center, Coach?
Yep, 7 o'clock tonight.
Outstanding. If you want to go watch the Pirates, you got your chance tonight at 7, and then the regular season home finale. I think it'll be the finale at the Ketchum Center regardless, because if the Pirates win a region title, they'd be on the road. We figure that part out. Metropolitan next Thursday at 7 o'clock. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate